Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
All right, so most people, most men, secure men, would want their ladies to be independent and strong and be able to do things on their own. And Katie is that, but to a fault. What is going on right now?
I have realized that I can no longer have this fantastical belief in myself that I can pretty much do anything anymore. Hmm. And that is because of my boyfriend, D'Lo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that he is demeaning or degrading or thinks I'm incapable. He just is more realistic than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it is getting in my way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some things you want to do?
Oh, I'd like to get some back to some of my old trades.
Such as what? Calling them trades.
You know, I've gone through many phases.
Yeah, phases. That's much better. As opposed to you're out there on the road selling your wares or something like that.
I had my lacrosse phase.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
I had my candle making phase.
Yep.
Sadly, I ruined one of the burners on my old stove. You live and you learn. Right. I went through my phase where I was building miniature villages.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
That was fun.
Uh-huh.
And cute.
Yeah.
I had my woodworking phase.
Uh-huh.
I had my furniture refurbishing phase.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
But turn the garage into a workshop, basically.
Right. Exactly.
So you want a true return to form.
Listen, here's what it is. I have lived a rather feral life before him.
Wow.
Not a lot of fence.
Right.
That was not fenced.
Wide
in.
Fences.
Not a lot of safety nets.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sort of free falling. Whatever right. I hit, I'll figure it out later.
But you seem to love it, though.
Well, it's fun to live that way. Perhaps it is not as fun for my partner,
mm-hmm.
who has to worry that I'm going to break things, that has to worry that I'm going to, his big worry is that I'm going to hurt myself. That's
sure.
a big one.
And that's a very real worry that you should have.
Anybody could hurt themselves.
Anybody could, but you do quite a bit. Like, I don't know, you stepped in a beaver dam one time and broke your foot. Needed surgery to fix it.
Okay, you break your leg in one beaver dam and suddenly it's a problem.
Okay.
Katie, did you roll over onto a curling iron that you had laid in your bed?
Right, that you were just planning to leave in the bed?
No, I wasn't going to leave it.
I thought you were going to go check on something.
Oh, I had to go check on something.
Okay, yeah. So
I have gone through life with the confidence of somebody shaking a vending machine because their chips are stuck.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And believing it won't tip on me.
Right.
And now I have somebody that cares about me enough to say, you have to stop.
I firmly have your boyfriend D'Lo's back on this. In fact, Kevin, look at me. we've been trying to be this person for a long time.
Yeah.
Kevin?
What?
You're my
you
sister.
You live life on the edge, sister, and I don't want to lose my sister.
No, Kevin's the one who he will tell me, be like, she's going to hurt herself. And then you'll go, Kevin, look what I did. And he'll go, bitch. And then I'll look at Kevin and be like, weren't you concerned? Yeah, but you tell her. You tell her to stop.
Okay, but have I not done some impressive things with this level of confidence?
You have, but you do it with the haste of a crackhead. Like, such as, I don't know, coming home and all of the flooring of your house has been on the front yard. Doing demo should never be a spur of the moment decision.
I did decide one day, you know what, this carpet's coming up.
Right.
And I ripped the carpet up and I put it on the front lawn. I laid hardwood laminate.
Right.
And it increased the resale value of the house. It looked so much better.
You create a problem and then, you know what?
I feel like I could call it creating a solution.
You want credit for putting fires out that you start.
The carpet was the fire.
Using the carpet
the
was the fire.
The laminate was
putting it out.
Putting it out.
Right. Okay.
Now. D'Lo can't come home and the carpet's on the front lawn.
Right.
One, we have no carpet. Okay. So we dodged a bullet there.
That wouldn't stop you before.
You know what? He wouldn't.
Hey, guess what I did? I rented a jackhammer and that tile that we said we didn't like
marble.
Anymore. Marble. God. Okay. Marble that we said we didn't like. Well, I said I didn't like. I took care of it. What do you mean you took care of it? Oh, you'll see.
You know what's funny? He wouldn't leave me, but he would have me committed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.